today's show of GQDN. Yes, it's almost Christmas. I keep reminding you every day. Like 4 days. I know. We have in the show today, Steam News. Weird West is being delayed. Sticking with the W's. There's some news about the WWE 2K22's roster. But today, we start with news from Eurogamer, and there is some NFT scams through the Discord hack. So, here's what happened. Twitch co-founder Justin Kahn launched a new platform to sell NFTs last week, but its Discord server was hacked and was hit by an NFT selling scam. Now, the scammers managed to sell over 3,000, almost 3,300 NFTs before it was shut down. And the NFT platform was scammed for around $150,000. That's a lot of money. To which, after it was shut down, Justin Kahn tweeted, "Our servers was hacked earlier today, working on a fix, and we will refund everyone who lost money." That's a lot. That's a lot of money. $150,000. Wow. But with the NFT platform, Ubisoft today said, we're going to keep it. This comes to us again from Eurogamer.net. And what the technical director, Dieter Grinevis, said, the company will, quote, stay true to its principles. He also said that they've reached a lot of feedback since the announcement. A lot of negative feedback, I should say, and they both hear the encouragement and concerns, more concerns than encouragement. So, should they go forward with the NFT platform or not? Let me know. Please let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go to Forbes, and we don't typically talk about wrestling, but this news did catch my eye thanks to the Cultaholic News podcast, and WWE 2K said that fans should expect wrestlers like Adam Cole, Bray Wyatt, Johnny Gargano, Keith Lee, Jeff Hardy, Ruby Wyatt, Kyle O'Reilly, and some other top names who were released this past year included in the roster. Note one name that's not going to be in there. CM Punk. But the rest of these names, if they showed up anywhere between, let's say, January to now, I would suspect that they would be in the game anyway. Because those wrestlers have had decent standing up to this point with WWE. Now that said, compensatory-wise, depending on how many sales go through with this game, all these wrestlers should get somewhere about the mid five figures. I'm talking right around $50,000 a piece per wrestler, which is a pretty good sum, I would say. But it all depends on sales. And keep in mind, AEW is planning on making a game themselves, which means some of these people could get double compensatory. They get paid twice or more. One for one game, one for another. And others, well, they just get paid for one. So, hey, it is what it is. And we will see if these names make it into the game or not. We shall see. Destructoid comes with us with a bit of news saying that Weird West, it pushes back its launch date to the end of March 2022, I should say. So, and the reason as to why, a video message from Wolfeye creator Rafael Caldinatio, I apologize for mispronunciation, said that the internal response from its beta playtests, while they feel the game is really great, they said it's not quite ready yet. So there's still some polishing to do. So, from what looks like they were going to release in February, I want to say, or maybe early February. They're moving it to March 31. So, we'll see. We shall see. But Wild West, or Weird West, I'm sorry, not Wild West, but Weird West, should be good. It'll be coming out on Xbox One, Game Pass, and PlayStation and PC. We'll see what happens for Destructoid. Oh, by the way, this Steam's winter sale is on. And here are some of the offers that we know of. This comes to us from Engadget.com. And games like Deathloop, Horizon Zero Dawn, of course coming from a Sony PlayStation, Death's Door, Eastwood, Disco Asylum, Hades, all those games and more are on sale. So if you have Steam, if you have wanted any of those games, go get them. They're on sale now. By the way, GOG and the Epic Game Store also have their own winter sales. Protect your wallets, people, if you can. I know I can't. But speaking of Steam, and this is on the Steam store.steampowered.com, so click on it. You know you want to. The Steam Awards is now, well, available for voting. Categories go Game of the Year, VR Game of the Year, Labor of Love, Better with Friends, Outstanding Visual Style, Most Innovative Gameplay, Best Game You Suck At. I'm not mixing words here, that's their categories. Best Soundtrack, Outstanding Story Rich Game, and Sit Back and Relax. For Game of the Year, Valheim, New World, Cyberpunk, Resident Evil Village, and Forza Horizon 5. For VR Game of the Year, Sniper Elite, Cooking Simulator, Medal of Honor, I Expect You to Die 2, and Blair Witch. Labor of Love, Dota 2, Terraria, Rust, No Man's Sky, Apex Legends. Better with Friends, Valheim, Back for Blood, Halo Infinite, It Takes Two, and Crab Game. Outstanding Visual Style, Psychonauts 2, Below Zero, Nightmares 2, A Little Nightmares 2, I should say, Bright Memory, and Forza Horizon 5. Most Innovative Gameplay, Inscription, 12 Minutes, Moncage, Deathloop, and Loop Hero. Deathloop Hero? Yikes. Best Games You Suck At, World War Z, Naraka, Nioh 2, Age of Empires 4, and Battlefield 2042. Best Soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy, Nier Replicant, Persona 5, Guilty Gear, Demon Slayer. Outstanding Story-Rich Game, Life is Strange, Cyberpunk, Resident Evil Village, Days Gone, and Mass Effect. Sit Back and Relax, Unpacking, Potion Craft, Farming Simulator 22, Town Scraper, and Dwarf Romantic. Anyway, one last thing. Who is the second most influential player of all time for Hearthstone? This is coming from esports.gg, and they say it's Disguised Toast. They gave him number two. Top eight is what they gave Trump, Vicky Lyon, Reynad, Kibler, Firebat, this, Sky's Toast, and tomorrow they'll give their number one. We might say that here tomorrow. Until then, this has been a Dawnforge production 2021. All rights are reserved. Please go check out thegroupquest.com where you find out who our sponsors are, including all of you, patreon.com/thegroupquest and Audible. By the way, if you're still on the web, please check out stackup.org. Until then, this is Joe saying goodbye and happy shopping for all of you last-minute shoppers.